Hello, good afternoon. My name is Joe calling on behalf of Opinion Research. Sir, I'm doing a survey for our research firm. Can you kindly share your opinion with us about the upcoming election? Can you? A couple minutes, all it is. Would that be okay?
What's the question?
Okay. Thank you. I do appreciate it. Now, first of all, bear with me. I'm going. Now, in English, okay. Come on. First of all, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yeah, I'm registered, yeah.
As a Democrat? Thank you.
I'm not saying, but I'm registered.
Okay. Yeah. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary election for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Are you almost certain you're going to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
Oh, I will, because we got to change this crap, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, in what year were you born?
In the 40s.
Okay, moving forward so I can get you back to you there. Now, to make sure that we have the whole, what is your race? White, black, Hispanic, Asian, other?
Yeah, I'm white.
Okay. Now, generally speaking, do you think that the things in the United States are going in the right direction, or do you feel things that have gone pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
Are you in the same world, or are you in a different world?
I am. I'm in the same world.
That's an evasive question. That's a ridiculous question.
I'm sorry. I have to read everything verbatim. You know, that's okay.
I understand that, but don't even go there. Go ahead.
Okay. And how about your part of New Jersey? Do you think that things in your part of New Jersey are going in the right direction, or do you feel things that have gone pretty seriously off the wrong track?
Oh, everything's gone off the wrong track. We know that.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100, a very warm, favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer your feeling is. Now, if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, please say so, okay? Shavonda Sumter.
No.
Like you say, if you don't feel like say anything about her or no opinion, just let me know. I don't want to.
Yeah, I have no opinion.
Okay. Now, what about Andre Saye?
Never heard of him.
Okay. What about Bill Pascrell?
Yeah, go ahead.
From 0 to 100, what's your feeling toward him?
50.
50, thank you. What about Tammy Murphy?
50.
What about Andy Kim?
No comment.
Okay. Thank you. Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Bill Pascrell is doing as your member of Congress? Would you say that you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I'm just neutral.
Neutral, okay. Now, would you say Bill Pascrell deserves to get the Democratic nomination for Congress in your district next year, or would you prefer to see someone new get the Democratic nomination for Congress?
Probably no.
So, okay. And if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Tammy Murphy, Bob Menendez, and Andy Kim, for whom would you vote?
None of the above.
Okay. Now, and if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Bill Pascrell, Shavonda Sumter, and Andre Saye, for whom would you vote?
None of the above.
Thank you. Now, and if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Bill Pascrell and Andre Saye, for whom would you vote?
None of the above.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some brief statements about some of the possible candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress. Okay? Now, Andre Sayre has been the mayor of Patterson since 2018, where he has been fighting to turn Patterson around by creating new initiatives to help low-income residents and improve Patterson's economy and quality of life. A young and dynamic leader, Sayre has secured over $1 billion in new investments for Patterson, including restoring Hinchcliffe Stadium, growing the local economy, improving infrastructure, and expanding parks and recreational opportunities. Now, does that make you feel more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to vote for him?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Now, Shavonda Sumter is a state assemblywoman and staunch advocate for job growth, women's health, voting rights, civil rights, and criminal justice reform. She has championed legislation addressing black maternal and infant mortality, and recently the governor signed her law that will restore voting rights for more than 80,000 individuals who are currently on probation or parole. How does that make you feel? Like much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat, okay,
somewhat.
Now, Bill Pascrell is New Jersey's progressive fighter in Congress who has established himself as one of the leading congressional voices on protecting Medicare and Social Security for our seniors. And he has used his position to fight for a tax policy fair to New Jersey, taxpayers and international trade agreements that look out for the American worker. Does that make you feel much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little, or not allowed to vote for him?
Somewhat.
Okay, now one more finish, and I'm going to get you back to your day. After hearing that information, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Bill Pascrell, Shavonda Sumter, and Andre Sayre, for whom would you vote?
None of the above.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a few more statements about some of the possible candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement, if accurate, makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support that candidate for Congress. Despite the humanitarian crisis in Gaza and mass casualties among Palestinian civilians, including thousands of women and children, Bill Pascrell has refused to demonstrate leadership and call for an end to Israel's bombing campaign and a permanent ceasefire between Israel and Palestine. Now, does that make you feel much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little bit less likely, or not at all less likely to support him?
Somewhat.
Somewhat less likely?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, Bill Pascrell is 87 years old and has been in Congress for the last 26 years. Pascrell is part of the problem in Washington, D.C., refusing to let go of power to create room for progress. It is time for our community to have new, younger, more dynamic leadership in Congress. Does that make this statement make you feel much less likely to support him, some less likely to support him, a little less likely, or not at all less likely?
Somewhat.
Now, with Andre Sayre as mayor, gun violence and crime in Patterson is out of control. And due to Sayre's lack of leadership, New Jersey's attorney general was forced to take over the Patterson Police Department. Now, having heard this, does that make you feel much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, not at all less likely, or to support?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Now, Shavonda Sumter is a career politician who has gone to Trenton and become part of the do-nothing machine. Under her so-called leadership, New Jersey has become a less affordable place to live. Crime has gone up, taxes have gone up, traffic has gone worse, and our kids' schools continue to suffer. Does that make you feel much less likely to support her, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support?
That's somewhat less all.
Okay. And, yeah, the last few questions. After hearing that information, let me ask you again. If the Democrat primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Bill Pascrell, Shavonda Sumter, and Andre Sayre, for whom would you vote?
None of the above.
Okay. Now, and if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Bill Pascrell and Andrew Syed, for whom would you vote?
None of the above.
The following question is just for statistical purposes, okay? Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are very liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Excuse me?
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
College? Thank you. What is your religious background?
What does that matter?
Okay. And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be of Arab or militant descent?
Say that again.
And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be of Arab or Middle Eastern descent?
No.
No, okay. And finally, sir, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, that's all?
Harry.
Harry. Thank you, Harry. Okay, sir, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
All right.